It's Tuesday, June 17th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbier. The World Economic Forum has placed Namibia 8th in its Global Gender Gap Report for this year, recognizing it as Africa's leading country in advancing gender parity. The report commends Namibia's achievements, particularly in political empowerment, where it stands third globally. Weighing in is Charlemagne Hesselman, who's a gender and human rights activist.
Although this indicates an improvement in closing the gender gap within Namibia in terms of achieving gender equality, we're looking at issues such as leadership within politics, business, as well as public service, Namibia is doing relatively well. However, there still exists a discrepancy at the grassroots level, where we still see women within the most rural areas are still struggling to achieve the basic necessities in terms of access.
The Water Corporation has alerted the public to a fake online recruitment scam circulating under the title NamWater LTD 2025 Recruitment. According to NamWater's spokesperson, Lot Damanomata, the fraudulent post encourages users to click a link and share it widely on WhatsApp, falsely claiming that it's a part of the application process.
We want to make it categorically clear that NamWater would never request or require applicants to share job links via WhatsApp or any other social media platform in order for them to be part of the recruitment process. We distance ourselves from this online recruitment scheme that is currently ongoing, and we urge our stakeholders and customers to remain vigilant, and that our vacancies are all published exclusively on the NamWater website. So we urge the public to refrain and to remain vigilant, not to provide that personal information, and that do not make any payment to individuals whatever claiming to represent NamWater through this unauthorized recruitment process that is using NamWater's name.
A 26-year-old man has been named a suspect in his girlfriend's murder in Havana after police uncovered false claims that the couple was attacked by three men in Windhoek. The man initially told officers he ran away and left his girlfriend behind during the alleged assault. However, inconsistencies in his account led investigators to suspect his involvement in the crime. Rita Lotto compiled this report for One Africa TV's News on One.
The victim, identified as 21-year-old Linda Causes, died as a result of a wound on her arm. She was employed as a salesperson at a local craft store in Windhoek. During a visit to the family's home in Havana's informal settlement, the mood was somber. The victim's aunt, Juliet Causes, encouraged young people to open up about challenges they face in relationships to avoid such tragedies.
I will tell the young people, young children, they must check which guys they are taking.
Canada's Barrick Gold Corporation has had its Lolo Konkoto Gold Complex in Mali placed under state control following a ruling by the Bamako Commercial Court, according to Reuters. The court appointed former health minister Soumana Makachi as provincial administrator for 6 months, escalating a dispute over taxes and ownership. Barrick, which has seen the site suspended since January, condemned the move as unjustified and vowed to appeal, citing a lack in due process. U.S. President Donald Trump is taking part in the G7 gathering in Canada and says it was a mistake to remove Russia's membership of the organization in 2014. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is one of the key topics of discussion at the summit, as our correspondent Nick Harper reports.
President Vladimir Zelensky is here. Day two of the summit on Tuesday will largely focus on the issue of Ukraine. There is reportedly a push underway to try and reduce the amount of money that Russia can make from selling oil around the world, trying to put a cap on the price of a barrel of oil that Russia sells. The big problem, though, with that dynamic is what we've seen unfolding in the Middle East between Israel and Iran.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.